This winter so far, we've had mild temperatures and not a lot of snow. Today, we're going to visit with Assistant Wildlife Division Chief Casey Anderson to see how wildlife populations are holding up this winter. We're also going to visit with Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power to see how our state's fisheries are doing this winter. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Casey, let's talk about winter and wildlife. How has this winter so far been to our state's wildlife populations?
So far, obviously, we've had a pretty light winter. Anytime wildlife don't have to deal with deep snow, super cold temperatures, they're going to fare better than they normally do for a normal winter.
Let's talk critters, Casey. How are deer doing so far?
So far, our deer should be handling winter pretty well. I mean, our winter has been open. They're not having to navigate through deep snow. They're able to move through the landscape and find different food sources, so they're not stuck on maybe one food source just because of the ability for them to move, and the temperatures aren't inhibiting their ability to, you know, move out and use up energy reserves just because our temperatures are a little warmer. So this so far should be pretty good with deer.
Casey, how are pheasants doing so far?
So pheasants should be doing pretty good. They're a critter that they're not really native to North Dakota. And so they rely on winter cover. When temperatures get cold, the main thing that gets them is when it gets super cold and they can't get the food, or they have to travel in that super cold type of weather, they get exposed to those cold temperatures that they're not necessarily built for. But so far this year, it looks like they should be able to handle it pretty good.
Okay, and how about sharp-tailed grouse? They are native.
Yeah, sharp-tailed grouse being native, they're built for the cold a little bit better. They burrow in snow, to stay warm, that kind of thing. And so they're kind of an interesting critter. Winter has to get, if winter's bad enough where it's starting to affect sharp-tailed grouse in large numbers, it's going to be real bad for a lot of other stuff out there, but our sharp-tailed grouse should be doing pretty good throughout the winter so far.
Okay, how about turkeys?
Turkeys, they're going to be a critter that's going to need to find a food source, with an open landscape they can get out like any other type of bird and scratch around, find grain in fields or things like that, as long as we don't have snow covering it up. And so turkeys should be in pretty good shape so far.
Let's move into habitat, Casey. Habitat is important for all these wildlife species.
Right, so as winter gets colder or nastier, however you want to look at it, winter habitat, thermal cover, we call it, is super important for all wildlife out there. Cattail sloughs are a big winter cover thing, as long as they're not filled with snow. Some things like good tree rows with conifers in them, not necessarily single row belts, but multiple row belts that'll trap snow and then have some open areas. But those conifers, evergreens types of things, they'll absorb the sun. When the sun is shining, that's why you'll always see them laying underneath a conifer in that sun side, out of the wind. And so, even just tall grass, the taller type of grass can be some pretty good winter cover when they can get out of the wind, those types of things.
So it's important to stay away from those habitat areas during cold weather and a lot of snow on the ground.
Yeah, so if we get into a winter that has a lot of snow and it's really cold, we all like to see wildlife and they're easy to kind of spot in those types of winters. But every time we move them out of that winter cover, say you go in and you're gonna shed antler hunt because there's a lot of deer in an area, we just want people to remember that if you're pushing those deer out of that winter cover, that's energy they're burning every time they have to leave. And it's the same with pheasants or any of those other critters. You're pushing them out so they're exposed to the cold weather.
It's kind of a catch-22, Casey. We need precipitation. We're kind of in a drought right now. It's good for wildlife, but in the spring, we need that moisture as well.
Yeah, we'll need some moisture in the spring for sure to grow cover, for wildlife to nest in. Obviously, farmers and ranchers are gonna be looking for some moisture if it stays like this. But with open winter, it's going to be a lot easier for the adult wildlife to survive to that next phase in their life. And so we're going to need some snow, which usually creates runoff, that we can get water in our wetlands and things for some critters who depend on that for their life cycles. And just to grow, you know, cover and habitat out there as spring comes around.
Even though it's been really nice so far, spring blizzards can always pose a big issue.
Yeah, and you look at wildlife going through winter, right now they're very likely to get to a food source they need. Although as you come in and those food sources are dry type of food sources, they don't have the nutrient levels that they would in spring and maybe summer. And so even though it looks like they're eating a lot of food, they're still dealing with colder temperatures, less nutrient food. And so they're still losing and using up some of their reserves as they go through. And so as they come into spring, they're going to be depleted somewhat. And so if we get those big spring blizzards, you know, typically they're wetter, that's going to zap a lot of energy stores out of wildlife.
Is there a so-called hump that you get over? If you get through January, it's better? Or is it just kind of every day that goes by?
Yeah, every day that goes by without a bad winter is going to be better. But it all depends on the severity of what happens after that hump. You know, if temperatures stay warm after a certain time, and it's okay, but sometimes those warm blizzards are the worst ones, because as animals get wet and cold, it doesn't take near the temperatures to zap the energy out of them.
The days are getting longer, which means the sun is up for a longer period of time.
Yep, the sun, so anytime they can sit out in the sun and warm up, it takes less energy to survive the day out there.
A lot of great information, Casey, thank you. Joining me now is Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power. Greg just finished interviewing Casey on winter and wildlife. How does this mild winter with a lack of snow affect our state's fisheries?
Well, so far so good. You know, most all the state has little to no snow on our lakes. The later that the snow comes, the better off we are as in terms of fisheries and the winter kill potential out there.
And why is that?
Well, snow. You know, snow can be a real factor in sunlight getting into the water column. So in the years that we get a lot of snow, get a high snow event, blizzard, let's say in late October, and it stays for the entire winter, those are the years that we have lack of photosynthesis in the water, lack of oxygen in the water, then by late winter we'll get winter kill. We'll lose a lot of fish and lakes that way. In years that we have very little snow, like we have so far this year on the ice, the sunlight gets right through there, we have photosynthesis, plenty of oxygen, and we see very little winter kill.
Okay, it's mid-January. Is there a hump? You know, say you get over mid-January or February without a lot of snow, does that help the fisheries?
Yeah, that's a good question. And typically, if we get into middle of January to late January time period and the oxygen levels are still good, we usually are, we're okay. Again, when that snow comes early, and we probably have a lot of winter kill actually occurs in December on the bad years. And you just don't see the dead fish until, of course, ice out. But the later, the better, for sure.
Okay, it's kind of like a double-edged sword, though.
It's absolutely a double-edged sword, yeah. The less snow on the ice, the better off we are for that winter, for winter kill, you know, potential there, the lack of winter kill. But we also need that snowpack. A lot of our lakes are pretty dependent upon that the snow melt come spring, and when the lake levels are low, we need that runoff, and we're kind of getting in that boat again. So
far, things should look good.
So far, so good, and access for fishermen themselves, anglers out there, is really good, so no problems with access.
A lot of great information, Greg. Thank you.
You bet.